Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm hot!
You're always hot. You know why? It's because you probably drove by a construction zone and now your ass started going.
Honk if you love whacking.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's 90-day gate, let's love.
That made no sense.
That made no sense. No. Is that what the straight guys call it, whacking?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, y'all,
come at us. We call this whacking.
Yeah, come at us. We call this 90 Day Gays, everybody. I'm Matt Marr, a.k.a. Maddie.
Then I'm I don't want to say my last name.
People, y'all, I wrote out something for Jake, and he's already upset. You tell them your name is Jake.
My name is Jake Anthony. I'm fine with telling my last name.
People can find you. It's on your Instagram. Why do you have a problem?
I just got really gagey about saying my last name.
People are already going to find you. You're dead already.
You know, go ahead and like steal my identity. AKA, they called me Poodle. Actually, now, you just do.
We're trying to introduce ourselves more, y'all, because
keep more of a structure.
Because I think people think we sound the same. So yeah, this is Maddie speaking
that.
Now,
and this is Jake.
Exactly. And if you don't want to,
I'm a little easier to listen to.
I would say more strident on the ears. But if you want to listen to our singing voices, if you join our sissy squad, we posted a video of us singing.
So you can hear the difference between our singing voices.
I
coach singing for a living.
Instagram too.
Okay. Yes. I think it's on mine too.
That's how Jake and I met, by the way. Summit, we'll go into deeper dives, but
we went to
tell them
school.
How we met.
We went to school together. We didn't really know each other. And then we both taught at the same fine arts camp. And we had to work together. And I was like, who is this queen?
And when and I said, who is this queen who's dating a woman?
Anyway, we're not there anymore.
But yeah,
anyway,
we've
been friends ever since. And then roommates.
North Texas. We both fucked so many guys at North Texas. We had to get out of there and come to L.A. Where the dick
they ran us out of town on pitchforks.
They did.
With dicks on top of them.
They said, get away.
Kill the beast. Kill the queen.
It's time to get some pussy, boys. It's time to stop taking dick.
Beast.
Kill the beast.
Kill the beast.
Anyway.
Anywho.
I hope some of you are watching Beauty and the Beast with your children, and we just ruined that for you. Or maybe it's your 10th time to watch it. Why can't you get comfortable? You are flopping around like a caterpillar roly pin.
There's a great meme, if you ever look at it, for gay men don't know how to sit.
And that is you.
It is me. I do not know how to sit with my feet on the floor. My leg is up here. I don't know how to sit.
It's a problem for you.
Come at us if you don't know how to sit.
Y'all, we are re. Let me look at the
Where
thing.
The fuck
but
fuck am I?
We are recapping today. We're doing Before the 90 Day, 90 Day Fiance. Before the 90
this
Days.
This episode was called
Season 3, Episode 10. And it was called Treat Me Right.
Treat Me Right.
And yes, like we are trying name. To be more formal and just give you a little more information instead
Not
of just
formal,
jumping
just
into
like
it.
Jumping into it.
Exactly. So, anyway.
All right. Let's jump into the show.
Let's just jump in. Let's just.
Oh, God.
Oh, I should have gotten some water for this.
I'm so glad.
I don't want my throat to be dry.
I'm so glad that this was the first one. I literally wrote like 3 pages on this whole segment. And we're, of course, talking about Darcy and Stacey.
Stacey.
Yours is, when you do her, it's so guttural. It really hurts my ears.
You know what? Because that's where she's coming from. She's
my hot British man.
She's coming from the depths of her vulva
true.
And soul.
So
they're
Darcy,
going back to Nottingham.
They're going, and she was like, "Da-da, to Nottingham."
I just watched Robin Hood, and I wondered, Nottingham's
which one?
Real. The cartoon one. It was really good. I watched it in Oklahoma when I was visiting my family.
What? Why did you watch that? You have to admit, though, Robin Hood is a fox. Everyone would fuck him.
Oh, yeah.
He's the hottest animated character. I would beg for it.
He's one of those foxes that's like, you're like, I don't want to have sex with you. I don't want to. And he's like, are you sure? You're like, I do, but I can't. I do, but I can't. And then all of a sudden he would kiss your cheek. And then you go, wait a minute. Robin Hood's inside me. How did that happen?
We're still talking about an animated fox.
He robs from the rich
but
and
y'all,
steals from the whore.
I would beg for it. There's something so hot about him. And his voice. Okay, we need to move
you
on.
You know Baloo this just is, wanted to blow his
this
blowing
is getting
the whole
into
time.
A weird area.
This just got weird. Y'all, we got to move on from this.
Anyway. But I'm telling you, come at us if you wanted to. Fuck Robin Hood the Fox.
Come at us. Love, it seems it's only yesterday. That's a beautiful song.
It is.
Talk about Darcy and Tom.
So
they are coming back.
They're packing, and I feel like her segments are about 80% her packing. I mm-hmm. feel like that's all they show her doing. Then we see her and Stacey, and they got matching jackets, purses, and hats, like those biker hats that bears wear.
Now,
before they fist you.
It's true. I know this might seem early, and this may be controversial, but I think this is our first 90-day theater of of me being Darcy okay. and you being Stacey, just both sucking on Diet Cokes,
okay.
having a conversation. So, I'm leaving town today, so yeah.
Oh, really?
My British man.
Oh, really? Oh, really? You know, I'm so glad you had a great time here in Albania. And,
I don't know, Stacey. I don't know.
Florian, really, I'm so glad you came. And, like, I hope you don't fuck it up.
Well,
I hope you don't screw it up.
I just think maybe... I think... Is this cherry coke? Good. I just think maybe I would have had a good time if we didn't come here at all and deal...
Oh, really? Is that how you feel? Is that how you feel, Darce?
Yeah, I just think things got complicated.
I told you, I liked your man, and I just hope you don't scare him away.
I don't know, Darcy. I just think you get a little too, you know, you're just too, I don't know. I don't want to, you know what I mean?
Anyway, well, you know, have a good time. It's fine.
See.
My favorite part at the end is when Darcy said, goodbye. I'll see you in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be my sound off from now on when I'm like, fuck you. See you in Connecticut.
You know what? Because no one wants to go to fucking Connecticut.
Y'all, have you ever been to New Haven?
I'm so...
It is a shithole. That's where Yale is.
Oh, really?
Yes. New Haven
oh, is
a scary town.
I don't actually have anything against Connecticut. It just seems very white and boring. And when they
Most
said Connecticut,
is.
I thought they were like Jersey girls. I was like, wait a minute. Y'all are in Connecticut? Can you imagine?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what part. Somebody tell us what kind of area that she lives in. I can't remember the town. I did a lot of preparation for this
yeah,
segment,
a lot,
as you
yeah.
can tell.
I really appreciated when Stacey said, I'm not here to sabotage your relationships. That was never the point. I'm like, yeah, you could have fooled me because you pretty much sabotaged her relationship.
Yeah, and even though Tom is like, she's doing her best to show you blah blah blah. They are They're kicking her like a sick dog.
You know, I was listening
to... It was awful.
I was listening to Kim and Kyle on 90 Day Cray Cray. By the way, y'all, we're recording a crossover episode with them next week. But she's totally Team Darcy now, too.
I am, too.
But she did a poll on her Instagram, and people were... It was literally 50-50. And
wow.
I'm like, what kind of evil people think... Or maybe you're not evil.
No, Darcy's a complete disaster. Don't
Darcy's
get me wrong.
Darcy's a disaster. But if you think Stacey was in the right... Come at us. Let us know. We won't judge you, but I just want to talk about
it. I find their relationship really gross and toxic.
It's not
good.
Great.
Stacey did say, hopefully I'll see you guys in England if she doesn't mess it up, you know.
Yeah. Literally, when she came out and said that.
Yeah, it was really gross.
And she just said, I'm not trying to sabotage your relationship. I hope Stacey watches this and realizes, and I don't like to use this word a lot. But
he
I kind of she we hopefully she watches not us but
days.
Watches the show and is like, man, I was a cunt because she's being that
yeah
a horrible
I don't
person.
Think she'll she I don't think she has that level of self introspection.
Actually, I shouldn't say that word. I feel bad because I remember on
I prefer see you next Tuesday
when well I whenever I'm gonna think of a different word because I know that when what's
like
her
garlic
name
outside
when Chelsea called what's his name a pussy on
that
Southern
that,
that kind of bothered me and I'm sorry y'all that I said the word cunt. She's just being a whore. That's it. No, I don't
better.
Know. I'll think
it's
of
better.
One. Anyway, y'all, do you think? Question. Do you think Tom ever was going to propose to Darcy if they went to this other place? Or do you feel like he just said that to fuck with her?
I think he said it to fuck with her.
Because Darcy's saying like he would have proposed to me. I'm like, girl.
I think he had so much animosity for her bringing him to that and her bringing here mixing him up in her shit that he was like, he would say anything to be vindictive. I think Tom is a very vindictive person.
I do, too. I think he's got a lot of hurt.
Yeah.
And I think he probably – he wants to present I'm this James Bond when, honestly, he's just kind of just a nerdy kind of wimpy guy who's honestly, as we can see later, gets walked all over. By the way, Stacey coming
good.
Out, literally she just set the tone when she's like, well, have fun. She's in a mood.
Yeah, and then she walked – they were waving to them as they were going and – Florian looked particularly unsteady.
I knew we were going to talk about Florian. I knew it was
Bye, gonna... guys. Come again, Gordonio. Please don't let her suck out my fat to put in her face. I don't have much left. I'm so hungry. He looked like he was going to fall over. She is always propping him up.
She is. She is.
Anyway, Florian, if you ever listen to this, let us know how you are.
Yeah, let it. We'll
I'm concerned about you.
I'll send you a gift card to Jack in the Box or Hardee's. A Hardee's breakfast will fill you
I'm
up.
I'm sure they have Hardee's in Albania.
Hardee's breakfasts are delicious.
They are.
They are very
Carl's
good.
Carl's Jr. out here.
They're the same thing?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Yes. Carl's Jr. is the same thing as Hardee's.
So they have Hardee's breakfast.
Yes.
Bye.
I think they're the same out
it's
here.
It's not breakfast. Yeah.
Although the Hardee's that I grew up with had a gravy biscuit.
Yeah,
and that was
gravy
the best
biscuit.
Thing in the fucking world.
They had really good gravy
I just
biscuit.
Got really country boy, fat girl.
I just had gravy and biscuits this last time I went home.
Biscuits.
It was literally like a layer of hash browns with gravy and biscuits on
oh
top
my
of
God.
It with a little bit of cheese.
I would face fuck the hell out of that. Just like put your face in it. That's when you're eating and you like the feelings just wash over you and you're so full at the same time, but you can't stop eating. that's someone we have heard that called on the CC Squad as the fan scream or the chandelier scream. I like both of them.
I like both of them too.
Anywho,
that
so
hurt my voice.
We've done too much, Darcy. So they are. There's a scene in the car where Darcy says, "I really hope that his family likes me," because it really didn't go so well with Jesse. Now, I need
Wait.
To prepare everyone.
Wait, everybody.
We have not seen previous episodes,
so we haven't,
of
y'all.
This show. I'm going to have to go back and watch this because these two people, we saw Jesse and
parents
from Amsterdam. I had no words. These are cartoons.
I thought they switched to a teaser of the new Joker movie.
Well, I put that his mother is Betsy Johnson on acid.
Yes.
And then the father
who
is
already on acid. So the fact that she's Betsy Johnson on more acid, that's a lot, y'all.
The father is some type of, I wrote, a crazy hobo troll businessman who is also Native American.
That is accurate.
And he had weird earrings. I couldn't even, like, rings on every finger. He's like, JC, when he would walk, you are no in the same league. When he walked down the street, women throw panties at him. He absolutely beautiful.
I'm like, are you trying to fuck your son?
I got a little creepy there. I just know that I need to know more about these two people.
Oh, we're watching that season.
I think we might have to.
Hashtag. That's in the hashtag Patreon. We'll get there one day, y'all.
Anyway, I actually have a lot about Darcy.
No.
Where's my next page?
Oh, God. I can't organize your things. This is like when you were looking, y'all, one time he was looking on his pad, and he said,
oh, there it is.
He said, why does it say poppers? And I said, because it's probably your shopping list.
Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. There it is.
Oh, God.
There it is. I blew away.
Thank you for organizing yourself before our show. Wouldn't happen if you typed on an iPad.
All right.
Tom, when he said, really, you caused so many issues because of you.
Like, that's an awful thing to say.
Honestly, when he said that, I actually said aloud, run, because I feel like, and I'm calling it now.
He's awful.
I feel like he could be emotionally abusive and sociopath. I think he is. I've decided after this episode, I think he is the worst mate for her. And Darcy, if you're listening, you're worth more than this. And literally, you are, because you have so much expensive fillers in you. But
you're actually monetarily worth
so much.
More. Just the collagen alone.
Your tits are at least like $20,000. But that said, I love you. I want you to do better.
I'm just kind of enjoying the show.
It's great.
I feel
TV.
Sorry for her though.
Great TV.
I want to say that
are we recording? Okay, we are. Just checking. Y'all, if y'all want to be a producer on the Sissy That Talk Network, give us a tweet or Instagram at the Matt Marge.
Please help us. Anyway, we're finding in Nottingham, and they're walking his English bulldog. Of course, he has an English bulldog named Boise. And they're talking about going to have dinner with his sister and her partner, husband, strange, kept male slave. I'm not sure.
Well, yes, they're going because they.
It's
just
a weird mismatch.
They just had this conversation too when Tom does lecture her before, like when they're picking the dog, and he's kind of lecturing her. And did you notice that she literally looked like a bobblehead? She's just sitting with her lips pursed, going.
She did.
And then blinking. And then Tom said, the only change you in your life, or the only change you can make in your life is just set. You can only change yourself. And I'm like,
wow,
Tom. Look at her face. She did that, you stupid whore. She did it. She did it.
She's been changing herself for 15 years.
Fucking everything. God.
She looks like the girl gremlin because of people like you.
Don't feed her dick after midnight.
We together.
Hey, what happened to who is the guy who started in Gremlins? Remember that actor? He was cute with the curly brown hair.
Yes, I remember him.
What happened to him?
Uh-oh, we're going to have to. This show is off the rails already.
Hey, Siri, what happened to that male actor from Gremlins?
Wait, I remember him now. I had the biggest crush on him.
He was I think he had big BDF. Let me ask
you. He was a little too Jewish.
Hey, Siri, what happened to the male actor from Gremlins?
Which one? I found four.
Oh, my God.
Zach Galligan, Phoebe Cates.
Zach Galligan. Yeah.
Wow, look at that. All right, continue.
Anywho, so we we're talking more, and so we find out a little bit more about his sister, and Tom says, strangely, yeah, you're going to have some time with her. She asks questions for a living. And I'm like, what could she do? Is she an interrogator?
Immigration?
Is she? I know. I'm just like, therapist? What is she doing?
She so can't anyway, be a therapist. Well,
I
she
also
could. Some
said,
are crazy.
I also said, it looks like her partner, they're a Jack Spratt couple. And
I mean,
she, we've talked about her a little bit before. As I said, this is obviously someone who's never seen how blush works, as you explained it last year, last time.
It was a stripe on her cheek, but then she almost went down, like down, kind of like a frame to her
it's
mouth.
It's almost her eye, too.
And
it's
then like, what I noticed later on, there's some in the middle of her forehead, like she wanted to put blush on her third eye or some shit like that.
Possibly.
It looked, I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again. It looked like a fat man sat in blush, and she just gave him a rim job of his life, and that's the leftovers.
I'm still concerned, but she's had to have seen women use blush. So she knows what it should be, right?
Well, I know that some, you know, Poodle really used to love football.
Maybe she has rosacea.
No, that's blush. I know blush. Okay. And
Footballers' Wives looks like that. I loved Footballers' Wives.
They wear their blush like that, and it's strong, but at least it's like put on in the right place. It looked
And
horrendous.
Y'all, her name is Emma, and she talks a little bit like this. She's a little bit like, which is a bit weird because Tom's accent is very posh and cosmopolitan.
But I'm telling you, he has created himself. He's creating a persona. Because she's like, all I want is blush somewhere. Maybe Chanel something in my hair. I'll eat like a pig, I swear. Oh, wouldn't it be?
And
I say she eats like a pig, not because of her weight. I'm not doing a weight thing, but she was disgusting the way she ate.
She was eating, and they were eating burgers, which
I thought
was strange.
And she was like talking with the mouth like, shall I think of my brother's penis? She didn't say that, but she might as well.
I
can't believe we're still on Darcy.
I know.
Keep going. That's okay.
Let's go to when they're finally having dinner.
Okay.
So she's met him, and she's walks in a floral dress, gorgeous. And she's like, and they were talking, she's like, so how was Albania?
I guess, did she get it at Ross? I don't know.
It looked like it.
What do they have in, is it called like Chauncey's in Britain? Is that the Ross?
Neville's.
Neville's.
Neville's Dress for Less, y'all. Comment us if you're in the UK. What's your Ross Dress for Less?
Our Sissy Squad member.
It ain't no Harrods.
Shelly knows. She lives across the pond, y'all.
So Emma got that at the British Ross. And I want to know. They're talking about, so how was Albania? And she's like, oh, they were really great. Sissy and Florian were wonderful. And she's like, oh. Sounds like it's gonna be much easier for you then than I'm gonna make it for you.
Yeah.
So already she's a bitch.
Already she's a bitch. She's there with her gay husband.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
He's strange.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. That's I said looks like I don't know if he is her husband or her prisoner.
I don't know.
It was strange. He barely said anything the whole episode.
We never saw under the table. There could have been a chain attached to him.
I think she's like. Is there a bridesmaid dress in the future?
Yeah.
And all I could think of is their version of Bridesmaids, the movie, where it's Darcy is getting married and Stacy is the maid of honor. And then Emma, and the next one would probably be the Asian plastic surgeon who injected their lips.
Yes.
And then Florian would be in a dress.
Exactly.
And so I want to see that movie.
I want to see that movie, too. And they can still the Spice Girls sing at the end. Oh, wait, no, it's Wilson Phillips. But for this movie, it would be the Spice Girls.
In fact, I would want to do a little bit, another version of 90 Days Theater.
Oh, God.
Now with Emma's interrogation of Darcy. I will be playing Emma.
And my name's Matt, and I'll be, just to remind everybody, I'm Maddie, and I'll be playing the role of Darcy. This is up for your Emmy nomination consideration. Oh, wait, the Emmys already happened.
Yeah. So, did you know that my Thomas has slept with hundreds of women?
Oh, really?
Is that fine for you?
Oh, really? I mean...
Yeah.
whatever.
Pip, pip in the bumble chute.
But whatever, it doesn't bother me. I just...
I hope you're going to stop his revolving door.
Oh, really? I didn't know this. Yeah. It must have been some revolving door, huh?
And I don't know if you know this, but you're never going to hurt my brother, are you?
I wasn't planning on it. I mean...
You're not going to.
Maybe sometimes it's my Botox.
I won't allow it or accept it.
I just broke his ankle one time from fucking the shit out of him.
He has gout.
Oh.
Yes, that's simple.
That makes sense.
Yes. Are you exclusive yet? Are you lovers?
Yes.
Are you friends with benefits?
I'd say, like, we're committed. He's my strong English man. My British, my James Bond.
Is he worth it? And scene.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
That's exactly what she just railroaded.
She kind of just talked like this at her the whole time.
Y'all, she is the female version of Henry Higgins. That is what she is. I think that's almost it, except for just one. I don't know. There's a little thing that happened at the end of Darcy's. I don't know if anybody else knows this.
Oh, if it's what you think it is.
Y'all, this is the version of, if you watched Toe with Jenny, and just so you know, Toe is the other, before the 90 days, the other way. If you watch Toe with Jenny, you know that clip from a couple of weeks ago where they just show Jenny standing by herself after she found out Submit had been taken away? This was the before the 90 days version of that. Because they're just sitting there and Tom said something like, oh, my sister. He said, what did he say? He said, my sister, I feel like I use the excuse of my sister doesn't like
somebody. Like someone to push someone away.
And so she's like, but not with me. You know, not with me and because, then, you know, I love you.
I love you. And then the loudest silence that's ever been heard in the world. I died with every second.
He literally looked at the he even looked at the camera and I went, is Christopher Guest going to show up any minute and play We're Punked?
I said I would rather watch Faces of Death 3 times than have to sit through that I love you non-reply. Like, I felt a pain in my stomach that I don't think I've ever felt before. Darcy was just staring at him.
Y'all,
that was so painful.
And he's had 12-inch dick inside him, so that's a pain. he's had pain in his stomach.
That's a Thursday. Anyway, that's all I have. That was a long segment on them.
There was a lot.
I had a lot to say.
There was a lot.
There wasn't a lot of good besides Darcy for this episode for me.
Well, there was a pretty good with our actually with our next Lonely Heart. I did enjoy kind of what we got from Tim and Yennefer.
Tim. And the way I talk out of the side of my mouth, I think it's hot, but it's not.
Now, y'all, there's some stuff about, I'm just going to say this. It's actually a good preface because what I love about 90 Day Fiancé and honestly the 90 Day Fiancé podcast, they're all different. They're all different types. Like if you just listen to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray, Kim's going to give you, she's going to find out all the gossip, all the hot tea, what's going, because there's
Kyle's going to make smart ass comments.
He drinks. And there's going to be, I think Kyle sounds hot.
I thought the same thing. Really hot to me.
I know. I want to know what he looks like.
I feel like he's like a sexy science teacher.
I feel like he would get a little drunk and like.
I think I'm projecting.
And maybe let you just a tip. Just like touch his dick.
I'm good, Kyle. I promise.
Yeah.
We won't have to tell anybody.
Kyle, don't recite poetry or Poodle will just be gooshing.
Goosh.
But anyway. Goosh. But also, I listen to 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk, and those two girls are funny too. But they're kind of a play-by-play. So I'm just saying, why I'm bringing this up is, you know, there's a lot of controversy right now with Tim and his Instagram, and he's kind of promoting this whole gringo lifestyle.
Yeah, it's gross.
And it's really gross. If you want to know about all that, we talk more about the show. Listen to
those
people.
There is a pic with him like shooting an AR-15, which could not be more tasteless for the moment.
It's pretty gross, and he's like smoking a cigarette. So I just want to say that the reason I bring that up is
America.
That I am – one of our Sissy Squad members said, I'm not angry at Tim. I'm not for Tim. I'm just done with him. I'm bored watching him, and it just makes me feel gross.
He's a cartoon. Someone on the Sissy Squad, you know, if you haven't joined our Sissy Squad yet, y'all, we're having a blast there.
We're almost at 1,000 members.
Search Facebook for Sissy Squad. Join us. And one of us will approve you.
And
unless you're a sissy who wants to be dominant, which go ahead and do it, but that's just, maybe Sissy Squad isn't the place for you.
I had to decline someone today.
I'm fine with it. Just maybe, I don't think you're right for our place.
It's right. Somebody, they're now doing every Sunday night, they're doing a post. Live updates, so there are people are live chatting about
that's
the show
so good.
In the Sissy Squad. Sorry, there's a loud car by us. Anyway, let's talk about Teal.
So he's got his Coke bottle in his back pocket.
That was the most offensive thing to me in this whole episode.
I got my dog tags on.
Who carries a Coke in their back pocket? That's uncomfortable.
I think that was just to walk. I'm pretty sure that was just to walk.
It's uncomfortable. It bothers me. He's an idiot.
I want to also coin a phrase of Tim jeans. Tim jeans are any jeans that are probably at least over $200 in the South.
Mm-hmm.
They have some type of like decorative feature on them,
and
they're almost always embroidered
and have rips.
They have rips. They're fitted too much for what a man would wear.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Rarely do straight men wear them unless they are Armenian,
and they're a little bit of a boot cut.
Mm-hmm. They're about 4 years past the style that they were.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's the buckle.
I'm going to call them Tim jeans from now on.
I'm guaranteeing.
I know exactly what they are.
They sell them at the Buckle, y'all. I know they do.
I bought them at the Buckle.
They speak your language, the Buckle. Anyway.
Anywho.
He literally is talking to Jennifer in this park and then just out of the blue says, I mean, what if I asked you to marry me like right now?
By the way, that's the worst proposal ever.
I was just like, who knew? Who knew?
Who says that?
Who knew when we started watching this show 2 months ago, we'd be like, Jennifer, run.
At the same time, I have a problem with her saying, I want to be with the man I fell in love with online. And I wrote, that's the problem.
That's the problem with this whole show.
He doesn't exist. That person, because people are the best people there ever will be online.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not real. What you're only seeing is ideals of people.
For those of y'all that are online dating, just remember, you know how you feel when you get like
eight hours of sleep.
You don't eat before bed. You have been off of dairy for a couple of days.
You feel great.
Skin looks good. You get up in the morning. You meditate. You maybe watch a really funny episode of Friends. You don't have to go to work at all that day. You go have a coffee, and then you start your day around 11:45. That's online times 100.
That is the best. That is the best experience. That's the best person version of that person you're ever going to get.
And it's this, the thing that I wrote, the lie of confidence is catching up with Tim.
Yeah, agree.
Because he has this air that he is so confident when in actuality he is so insecure. It's painful to watch. So painful. He can't show up at all. And, you know, I never thought about this because, y'all, we're gay men and this hasn't, I would be honest if it's happened to me, but we're horny hillbillies, so this hasn't been a problem with us. But Kyle thinks he probably has ED, erectile dysfunction, and that this is a symptom of that.
That gay is guys, so y'all, interesting.
The wind blows and someone says dick, and we're like, what?
Dick o'clock.
What?
What time is it? It's dick o'clock. Dick o'clock.
Ready to sail, mateys.
It's 10 minutes past dick o'clock.
And
why is it not in me?
Girls are gay, a boy. Hey, girls, again.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know. Anyway, but I kind of think, what if he just can't get it up because then he feels so bad about that? Like the pressure.
You know, he just needs to invest in some Viagra then. Something needs to happen.
Well, something does happen because Tim says, and I've actually posted this on my Insta story. Tim says, well, so they make up, yada, yada. I don't have anything about them making up except for...
Well, she had the shittiest fake tears, y'all.
She didn't even have tears.
No, and he's like, just crying. Now, this is coming from someone who's... My mother used fake tears on a weekly basis, so I know what those are.
On a weekly basis?
My mother would say, well, I just sometimes think you don't love me. And...
Who says that
my
to
mother,
their child?
My mother. My mother.
Who's...
Come at us if your mother used fake tears to get you to do something or to make you feel bad.
Come at
us.
That
sounds like emotional abuse. But
if your mother said, I don't think you love me, and by come at us, call me because you need therapy. Just call me.
Well, no, she said, sometimes I don't think you love me.
I'll give you therapy. Poodle will give you life coaching.
Anyway, yeah, I know fake tears. And then, I know crocodile tears.
And then Tim immediately said... As soon as she started crying, my heart, that was the litmus test. He said,
that's all you
when
had to
she
do.
Cried, I knew she cared because you can't fake that.
Watch
like,
me.
Oh,
watch
honey,
me.
Women have faked it with you for decades. You don't think
exactly.
Veronica faked that shit?
Poor Veronica.
Oh, Veronica. Oh, God. Anyway, they kind of make up. And then Tim says, and what's the best thing to make a woman happy? Retail therapy.
I got
to
go buy her some stuff.
I think that's what he wanted. So
I got to go buy her some things.
Goes and buys her everything. They've made up, and now he decides.
The best idea is, why don't I going to introduce Jennifer to my ex-girlfriend who I don't have a child with. But I take care of her.
I literally put that.
And Jennifer's brain, Colombian woman brain, cannot compute this idea, y'all. She's just like, she is your ex. I do not compute.
And she actually says, you know, he's in her life and he wants me to meet her. I would respect that. And then she made this face of, if I could kill him with my nipples and lasers,
She's got such a good bitch stank face. It's amazing.
She is beautiful when she's beautiful, and she looks horrendous when she's angry.
Yeah, when she's angry, she's pretty scary.
Ooh.
I just wrote, I'm like, good luck getting a Colombian woman to accept your second family. Good luck.
Well, you know what? Veronica shit the bed, y'all, because Veronica immediately starts asking them about their sex life.
That was so stupid.
And y'all, one of my best friends is Colombian, and he has said this to me once. I've never done this, thank God, but he is totally frosted friends because he will say exactly what she said. I was offended by that. And my friend will say, that defends my culture. And once you offend a Colombian's culture, that's a thing. If you do that,
Lord help.
You better hide your wife, hide your kids, because you're going to be dead. You're going to be dead.
In a pile of cocaine.
Y'all, if y'all know a Colombian who's had their culture offended, come at us.
Anyway, that...
You know what? Yeah. I just want to say this. Well, I know we usually do these segments, but the whole fact of Tim trying to appease all women and not try to be himself is just a whole red flag, a whole you might want to process that. It's a... I could get my PhD from Tim.
Yeah, and I feel like ED is definitely an option. I didn't think about it.
I think so too.
Or a really tiny penis.
Oh.
Because that's the whole gun thing.
As you say.
The whole gun thing.
What
do you call it again?
An almond?
And just an almond sitting on a bed of a bird's nest.
That could be his dick.
Bird's nest almond. It's a tiny little, like almond without the skin.
Y'all.
Is that real enough for everybody?
We've been there.
A little tiny almond in a bird's nest.
We've been there.
I've been there one time, and I'm
what
just like.
What did you do? Did you go through with it, or did you make an excuse?
I think I looked like Jamie Lee Curtis when Michael Myers threw open the closet door, like, Michael! And I think I did say, yeah, I'm just not ready for this, which is the biggest lie I've ever told anyone.
Yeah, he's been ready.
If I can say that to anyone, I can tell anyone.
He's been ready for butt
since
sex.
Since I was like five.
Literally, the clock said midnight at 18, and he said, I'm ready. Y'all, that's an ambulance.
It's an ambulance.
It is
Don't
not a car.
Don't pull your car over.
Don't pull your car over.
This is
over.
The only podcast where you actually pull your car over because you think, because we're in my fucking apartment.
In Los Angeles, right off of La Brea.
Anyway, all I have about Mr. Tim.
Well, somebody who doesn't have an almond in a bird's nest is Benjamin. Let's talk about our third Lonely Hearts.
He's got a huge schlong, y'all.
Benjamin in a bikini. He's got a Christian dick waiting for a virtuous pussy.
So,
this little dick of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, Lord, this little dick of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. One more time. This little dick of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
You weren't even singing melody.
I was singing the melody. I was
singing
the melody. You just messed it up.
No, you changed keys.
No, I didn't.
Anyway,
y'all. So he gets her home from getting drunk.
We got some real, what I call booze shaming.
Y'all have a lot of opinions about this, and a lot of them for Benjamin, although we did have a listener who gave us the 5-star, so it wasn't like a me.
Yeah.
But she said, love the show. She said, but I feel like, and there's something to this, Benjamin's been very upfront with his Christian values. And for her, they said, I can see where she's coming from, that he's been upfront that what he's comfortable with and what he's not. And I will say, Akini, and we see this again, she has not been upfront with him. I feel like she's the person that's been putting more of a fantasy online.
I agree.
Because of her immaturity than Benjamin has. And I feel like this isn't just – she. That I appreciated that, Revere, because I thought maybe this isn't just about her getting drunk. It's that – Benjamin keeps finding out more and more about this woman, and it comes to a point in this episode.
I agree with that, but some of the things that are triggers for me, that what he's saying, things like, you were disagreeing with me.
That bothered me, too. That really bothered me.
You were demanding another drink loudly.
And I thought, a woman can't be loud, and I didn't think she was loud.
And granted, she comes from a very patriarchal culture.
But it bothered me
that
he said that.
I feel like he's a gross. He's a controlling, crazy manipulator in a computer nerd's body.
But I don't think he even knows he's manipulating. I think
he's so brainwashed by that contemporary Christian patriarchal
bullshit.
Rock me Jesus bullshit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That y'all, we're all about religion. Celebrate your faith. But I will say, if you're in a religion that doesn't support women, I don't support that.
Well,
it's hard for me to support that, so sorry.
I kind of agree. But it's it's strange. It's different for us to be speaking in America as gay men in 2019 in Los Angeles. But now, yeah, I agree with you.
I agree with that. And again, I know she got drunk, but she only had one drink.
Well, here's the thing. He's like, so alcohol, and he's like talking to her. She's like five. He's like shaking his head going, not a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Here's how you solve all this. Here's how you solve all this.
Well, before you say solve, I just want to say one thing just to add on to what you're saying. Even Akini said she felt like Benjamin was controlling. She literally said that. Y'all, she lives in Kenya where men are basically fucking male Nazis. For her to say that someone is controlling.
I know.
You might want to process that, Akini.
Here's how you solve this whole drinking between both of them. Akini, when you're married to Benjamin,
oh God.
All you do,
this is not
you work
be good
on your tolerance. You put some tequila, you drink some tequila in the laundry room. So you just a little sip in between loads just takes the edge off. And then you work on your tolerance so you can go out and you're not drunk. That's the solution. What?
Wow.
It's not alcohol that's the problem. It's her body's toleration of alcohol. So you up her tolerance level.
You just want her to put red wine in the juice at church during communion Sundays?
But I'm saying, so that way, it's not just alcohol. It's how she was acting.
It is. That's what bothered. If he was more of like, hey.
I don't drink alcohol at all.
And maybe his family comes from
I think he has issues with alcohol.
I think he has a lot of trauma.
Because he kept saying intoxicated.
Yeah, and I'm like.
Which is a treatment word. Exactly. They don't say drunk.
I think he has a lot of issues, and I think he got triggered by that.
I agree.
So, you might want to work on your triggers and not put your shit on people you love.
I guarantee you either one of his parents was an alcoholic or someone in his family. I guarantee you.
But then you feel for Akini until you find out she never fucking told Benjamin that basically they're getting married tomorrow.
This is awful. And I had a real problem with this.
And this, literally, I was just like, Akini, you're old enough to know better. You are old enough.
I'm still too young to care. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young.
If you remember that country song, I think that was at least 15 years old.
I don't know that song.
I'm old enough to know better, but still too young to care. I feel like that was Wade somebody. How do I know this?
Hey, Siri.
I don't even listen to country music.
Who sings a country song, I'm old enough to know better?
Sorry. I don't know who performs country.
Country?
Song.
Siri, you fucked it up.
Anyway, it's Wade Hayes. Wade Boggs? No, he's a baseball player.
Wade Hayes, maybe.
I don't know.
I want to hear that song.
I'm old enough to know better, but still too young to care.
You know, that is Akini's fucking theme song. Because she should know. And then here, y'all, I am really feeling sorry for Benjamin in this because...
No, I don't either. I don't.
I do feel.
I feel sorry for him and
because
her.
He's getting backed into a corner.
Yeah.
Because it's literally this whole time. I will say, Akini's been surprising him, and it's all about making him jump through hoops, not compromising at all.
Yeah, she hasn't told him about her culture at all.
Exactly. Yeah. And now she doesn't want to be a mom. She is not compromising at all.
Also, they have to go buy groceries for his family.
Y'all.
And they go to the market, y'all. And unlike, so he's like, is this not how the market is in your country? He's like, No, we have stores. So I think Benjamin might have thought there'd be a Tom Thumb or a Kroger.
Or something.
In
or
Kenya.
At least a Piggly Wiggly's.
There's no Publix there.
No.
There's not even a Vons if you live in Southern
California.
There's
not even a Johns.
Johns.
There's not even a Johns.
That's where you can buy really good, cheap produce, y'all.
But I did enjoy how they have all your groceries are delivered. You put it on a pike.
You put it on a peaky-peaky.
Or peaky-peaky, whatever.
And you know what? That motherfucker stacked that shit up on that bike.
That is the hero in all of this segment was that fucking peaky-peaky
driver. I'm like, look at that fucker. I was shocked.
Didn't even drop the groceries, y'all, and I bet he makes like 12 cents an hour.
So when they're talking about the bride price later, which I can't say enough, apparently, as we talked about, as soon as you pay the bride price, as soon as like he puts the money in the father's hand, the wedding march goes down, 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 down. You're married.
Bless this day. Misery of life.
That's from Company, if you don't know.
You know that.
If you're
part.
Gay. Pardon me, if everybody here, because if everybody's here, I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I'd appreciate you going even more. But I wrote the rest of the lyrics, so I don't. That's all I know.
But that is literally that song. If they broke out into that of Benjamin singing,
I'd shit my pants,
and Akini singing, bliss, it would be so appropriate.
That's from Company.
I'm not getting married today, Benjamin. I don't know if you listen to our show, but if you need a prayer, if you need to ask God what to do, look. God is speaking to you through a 40-year-old fucking gay man and telling you this is a red flag and you need to fucking run away.
He spoke through me before when taking a 10-inch dick.
Uh-huh.
I go, blah, blah,
oh,
blah,
Jesus! Amen. Okay, our next lonely heart.
I think that's all I have.
That's all I had to. Our next lonely hearts are Michael and Angela.
Squawk like a chicken.
Yes.
She's radiant as usual.
Oh, I just want to say one more thing to back up. Desiree on the phone with Benjamin has the best fucking poker face ever.
She was like really listening. She's like, well, I can listen to you. She should have said, run, fucker.
I think she was Southern because she said what Southern people say, which means you were fucking stupid. When she said, oh, my heart breaks for you. Mm-hmm. That means, boy, you fucked up.
You're fucked.
Anyway, Michael and Angela.
Michael.
I want to say something that may be controversial, as you would say. Y'all. Angela's hair actually looks somewhat cute in the beginning of this episode, where it's kind of curly everywhere and not thrown up in a top knot.
She might have put some hot oil on it.
Maybe she went back to that salon. But I enjoyed it. I wasn't mad at it.
So they're Skyping with her daughter, Skyla.
Skyla.
And Skyla asks, how are you guys getting along? And then she says something really strange. We're like... We're like a roller coaster. She makes her hand like a roller coaster.
Some fucked
that
up
one. That is not what a roller coaster should sound like.
Y'all, I've been on the Texas Giant, and that is a wooden roller coaster and a
and
little bumpy.
And it didn't sound that bad.
But not bad. That roller coaster was fun.
What roller coaster did she grow up with in South Georgia?
I don't know. Like,
I think we had a roller coaster in Charleston, South Carolina when I went once called the Black Cat. And I wrote it, and I thought it was unsafe. And I said it at age 10. I'm like, this roller coaster is unsafe. And my mom is like, oh, Cole, fine. And the next summer, it ran off the track and killed two people.
Really?
I swear to God. Maybe I was, maybe I had a vision.
Maybe
about
you
it.
Had the vision then.
Like that, the girl on, what is it, Final Destination, when she thinks about the roller coaster's going to go off the thing?
I don't know. You mean that Final Fantasy game?
No, Final Destination, the movie, where they cheat death and then they have to be killed by... It's a good horror movie, anyway.
Sure. Sounds riveting.
So
anyway...
They're talking about it.
Y'all, they just... I don't get why Michael... First of all, she makes Michael say, Michael... You got something you want to ask?
even more, let's to back up, that she's like, so we went to a fertility clinic, and Skyla goes, a what? And Michael jumps in like she didn't understand, a fertility clinic.
Yes.
Like Skyla didn't understand the words, she was just surprised.
Yes.
She understood the phrase, a fertility clinic.
Yeah, I think she knew. I think she understood her mother. And so, yeah, they went to the fertility clinic. She's like, I got an egg, but I can't tote.
I can't tote. And no, she can tote. And she just got one egg, but she can't. She can tote.
Angela said, egg's probably a dud. It's a dud egg. So sad. We're grieving about that knot. And then they asked Skyla. And then Skyla, like, I think came from the right place. And she said, Skyla said, I feel like I would be giving up my child.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you my
egg. But they have this reaction like, what?
Yeah, and she's like, but it's like my blood flowing through it. I don't know if you know how an egg works. Because it's still your daughter's egg.
Yeah, it's still...
It's part of you, but it's still her egg.
It's your daughter's DNA.
Yeah.
Literally in this
Which
child.
Is your husband or your partner mixed with yours, not just your DNA.
Which, anyway, y'all, she's not giving them the egg. But I feel like this goes to another question because people are bringing this up. What... Explain a little bit, because you're from the South. People were wondering, like, why about this whole bloodline
Oh,
thing,
really? Oh,
which
this
is a big thing where
deal.
I'm from, too. Yeah. What
it goes back to across the pond and kind of tribal living, where it's much more important for that your tribe carries on the bloodline. In other words, who is there to take your name? Who is there to... And that's what's important, because we used to live in such tribal situations that you didn't know if you were going to have to fight the next clan.
Mm-hmm.
So you want something that's your blood. I think it's a very selfish way to live. But again, I'm a gay person, so I can't really judge straight people who want their bloodline to happen. I do know there's a lot of fucking babies in adoption to adopt.
Well, I feel like that's not a... I feel like you just went off on a rail. I don't care if people – let people have babies if they want to have babies.
No, I'm saying you have a baby. I'm just saying
– Oh, you're saying like in somebody in Angela's case and Michael,
yeah.
When it's so – the odds are against you. You can't
right.
even carry – because I don't – I know she said that – by the way, y'all, the police is coming. Ambulance is coming.
Don't pull off the road.
Don't pull off the road. Don't pull off the road. We need to put that on a shirt. Sissy squat. Don't pull off the road. Anyway – but so one of our listeners, Jackie, who's a big in the Sissy Squad, has been pretty vocal about her own pregnancy and kind of fertility things, has talked about, she said, if we ever need, she gave me some advice that in the United States, at least, they won't even do this on women. I think that she said we're 52 years
yeah,
or 50
dangerous.
And older. So I don't even think this whole idea that she could even carry a baby is bullshit. They're not
yeah.
going to have a 50-year-old woman carry a baby. And I'm thinking, y'all, Angela thought the cotton patch was expensive. There's no way she can hire someone to tote this egg.
It's, I guarantee you, to get a donor egg, it's probably 20 grand, probably.
Oh, this process is at least, just to get one, is at least $50,000.
Wow.
Anyway...
Anyway, I want to just say one thing that is they're still talking about toting, and she does offer to pay her daughter for the eggs, and she's like, Skylar, if you had someone to give you $1 million, you get all your eggs.
That made me sad when she said that.
That just gives you a look into their home
life.
That
made me really sad when she's like, yeah. I'll pay you, and I'm like, no.
It was pretty awful.
No.
I would like to say that I'm glad that Angela's decor of that single curtain panel is still in effect.
Thank you.
And I
wrote that too. It's still there, y'all. It's still. And
her,
I like how she said, boy,
style.
My house looks like a mess. And I'm like, it was clean before.
Then we have dinner with the goofballs.
All the goofballs.
With the goofballs.
Goofballs.
Who I wrote down are the wisest persons in the show.
They were, although they did totally laugh at her. That middle one was kind of an antagonist.
Wouldn't you? It's
no,
Angela.
I wouldn't laugh at somebody in their face, even when she was...
Well, that's true.
Because she did yell at them, but at first she was kind of talking, but I really think if Dr. Phil needs to get a hold of anybody to work with on the negotiation skills,
and anger.
It's Angela.
Yeah. Well, honestly, though, she was just sitting there smoking. They both all walked in. And she's like, look at these three. She's like, I don't like you.
Y'all,
that was
she
the
was,
first thing out of her mouth.
You know that bitch, then when you go out at the club, who's just, they are looking for a fight. They're just ready for
she
it.
She loves fighting.
They're like,
she's like, look at me. Look I don't me. Like you.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I don't like you. But she wouldn't be a mediator.
No.
That's for sure.
Not a good hostage negotiator.
You know what she did?
You kill hostages as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. You know what? Fuck you. You're an asshole. We don't need them hostages. I'm going to go make my own because my daughter's got eggs and I'll tote them all. So fuck you.
Fuck you and your hostages and the horse she rode in on.
The horse she rode in on. She did what we call in the South, as my grandma Hazel would say, Hazel Jim would say, well, my God, she sure showed her ass.
She definitely showed her
That's
ass.
That's the way my grandma would always say, by God, before everything.
So Angela has, she finishes up with saying, well, they yell at her and they say, you're way too possessive and bossy. And thank you for saying that, because everyone else has thought that.
I really enjoy the guy at the estate on the end who actually...
so quiet.
He tried to have a conversation with her, and she wasn't even... Angela, if you're listening to us...
And at the end,
Angela, learn to listen instead of just speaking at people.
That's never going to happen.
Boy, you know, I said it out of my mouth, and I thought, I might as well go run a tough mutter.
Which brings me to speaking of
athletic people, because he goes to the gym.
Omar and
our
Avery.
Next lovely heart. Not a lot happened to them.
No, I just
kinda
put
boring.
Omar looks bored because he realizes what he's settled with.
Yep.
He's got to raise a teenager, y'all.
Yeah. Apparently Omar needs to cry now. And Avery's upset that, Omar doesn't cry because she's going away for 2 months. Because, you know, I'm sure he hasn't been through worse trauma or, like, really bad things. Like
his country decimated.
His country decimated.
You know, here's the problem. Avery wants the fucking notebook. That's what she wants
That's
in her life.
Wants. That is so.
Caesar wants the fucking notebook.
Yep.
They all want the fucking notebook. Here's the deal. The notebook isn't real, y'all.
Well, and then Avery wants the notebook to then the sequel then just to be about. She just wants to be about her. Her.
Anyway, I put
and
that.
I just want to say, I love that Omar said, y'all, this is a strong tea.
Give a strong tea with quote unquotable.
Omar says, I need to be emotionally stable. Yeah, no fucking shit, because you're not going to get
dealing
that
with
Avery.
Because you know what? As they were sitting there, Mama Terry came out. Ooh. It was just like Mama Terry never left, y'all.
She even rubs her hands together like Mama Terry does. It's crazy.
I wrote when she went, I don't want to be used. She kind of sat there
uh-huh.
with Terry
and
face
Omar
on.
Omar keeps putting his head in his hands like, fuck.
And I put Avery as what I was calling Darcying.
Yes.
By saying, it's our last meal together. Every hour gets us closer to leaving. It's like needling.
And that whole, like, are you just using me? There's
yes.
that 1% chance.
Avery was Darcying, y'all.
Yeah. It was bad.
It was, that's all
and
I really
Omar
had.
Called her bluff and said, fine, I don't need a fucking visa.
I kind of loved Omar in this episode.
I agreed with it. I'm telling you, I just want Omar and Terry. Now, I'm telling you. Now that Terry's got all fit and in shape, I kind of want her to fuck Omar.
Terry.
I kind of want Omar and Terry to just start fucking.
I think they'd be a good match. I think she has a husband, though.
You know what? He's not cute. I don't know. We haven't seen him.
Well, we're going to see. She goes home, so we're going to see him in the next episode.
Oh, she
That's
does.
That's all I've got about her.
That's all. But, oh, man, our next lonely heart. Oh, ooh.
Rebecca.
Do you love me, Zied?
I love you so much. Much. And by the way, like as our Stasis Quad says, much is spelled M-A-U-C-H.
M-A-U.
Much.
Now, I will say one thing for Omar, or for a Zied. This actually, for going to a Sahara Desert retreat, this actually looked kind of cool, like a cool thing to do, especially if you're from the United States. I thought it was cool.
I wrote, your favorite resort, the Sahara Desert, on lifestyles of this young and deluded. You'll travel there in a car with a door that looks like it's been beaten.
I noticed that.
And dine in some place called the Hotel Arabic, with daytime temperatures reaching up to 130 degrees and nighttime temperatures ranging at 20.
But it's a dry heat, so you can always have another shrimp on the barbie.
And there are tents. That's it. There are tents, and I think there's an air conditioner that looks something like it's functional.
That you can hide your engagement ring that you just bought with your fiancé's money.
With her money.
And then you can hide it and say, I think
that's a good place.
What do you say? I think here's a beautiful place.
My favorite moment when he was hiding
the
ring.
He's an animated character. He is
people
literally
are talking about him as it's like a book character. They were posting it. I don't know what it was.
I feel like he's just going to show up on SpongeBob one day.
The music they were playing as he was hiding around the ring sounded like Desperate Housewives.
Yep. Ding, ding, do, 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 do. It was good.
Yeah, I like this place so much.
I thought, speaking of that, watching Zied hide the ring was kind of like, do you remember when you were 6 years old playing hide and seek? Or I thought, when you found like the, I remember my friends, my brother and his friends and my friend Sean Farrell, who listens, his wife Kim loves this show. Shout out to Kim and Sean. I love them. He just said the other day, he sent me a message. He said, hey, I think I know who that guy was that you slept in the twin bed with. Is it this person? I said, you were right.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I won't say that guy's name.
No.
But anyway, Sean will remember this. We found a huge stack of Hustler magazines behind our house, our fence. I mean, and for like...
Was it your dad's?
Even gay boys. We don't know. Even for gay boys, even just boys that are between the ages of 10 to 13.
Yeah, you want
to
see Hustler.
You're like, you just want to see this.
Yeah.
And I found the one Hustler. I read all the articles. Because I
You're the only one.
Because I didn't want to see some woman spreading her vagina lips. Because
yeah.
That they do that in Hustler. They just spread them. Well, so anyway, I was reading all the articles. And then I noticed some guy wrote into a letter to the editor. And he was talking about how he just, he was with his friend who was a guy. And they were just bros. And then one of them started sudsing up in the shower. And then they just jacked off, kind of looking at each other in the shower.
Oh.
And I remember that Hustler was like... Boy, we're just using the and so I remember thinking, I'm going to hide that Hustler where nobody can see it in the most inconspicuous place, in a place that no one will ever look under my mattress. And you know what?
And your mom found it?
A week later, I looked and it wasn't there anymore. And I never said a word and neither did my mother.
Whoa.
She probably thought,
oh, my son is heterosexual.
Thank Jesus. He's not a faggot. Thank you. Oh, God. I can go to Father Hanrahan and tell him the prayers worked. And then she saw me doing cheerleading cheers next year. And she went,
fuck. So Miss Rubica. So then we get to some point where they do a great transition, and there's like a storm coming, and the lamb starts screaming like it sounds of the lambs. Don't ever do that.
That's
again.
A lamb
That's
on
scary.
A chandelier.
So it turns out that Rebecca. That's a weird explanation. Like there's strangely a picture of her ex on her phone. And he's like, I am so much jealous. And then Zied's face looks terrifying.
It looks
like he could murder her.
It does. It does look terrifying.
He's got he gets serial killer eyes.
But here's my issue with that, is that Rebecca immediately jumps to,
She blames me? She blames him.
You don't trust me?
Because you're a liar. Because
you're a fucking liar, Rebecca. I love you. I think your makeup's pretty, but I'm just going to say, you're fucking lying to him. And
this is
you projecting. If you are acting this strongly when you are lying, you might want to process that.
I like it when he's holding her head, which you don't really know how to... You can't see me. I'm gripping it like you're almost holding a bowling ball. That's the way he holds her head.
You will love me.
And he's like, I am so much jealous. We forget this. But it looks like he could easily slam her head into a wall.
It reminded me of that weird that weird character when Sigourney Weaver got possessed on Ghostbusters 2. Or was that Ghostbusters 1?
Yes, yeah, Vigo. Two. Vigo.
Vigo.
Anyway... He's like, I am so much, but I let you go for now.
I let you go for now.
Zied's got a dark side, y'all.
I hope Zied fucking leaves her, I have to say, when she tells
him
she's married. You know what? Now I'm glad. He's probably going to go, I'm glad I did not buy engagement ring with my money.
That's all I've got about her. And then we slope across the finish line to our last one. Oh,
bother.
I groan whenever he comes on the screen. I didn't have a lot. the most. So Caesar, y'all.
See, our last lonely heart.
Caesar is back from Mexico, and his friend Yoni, I think
that's
her name.
Oh, Mexico, you sound so sweet. That's a Jimmy Buffett song.
You'd think that's James Taylor.
Same thing.
Maybe it is. No,
it's James Taylor.
Yeah,
you're right.
So his friend picks him up at the airport, and she's like, hey, how was it? And his response was, it was fun. But also horrible.
It's fun, but also horrible.
I don't think it can be both. Kind
of the first time you have butt sex is like that.
But the end is not that. Like pregnancy. You don't think about the bad stuff.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Endorphins rush into your body.
That's true.
So anyway, his friend is all of us. She's like, she didn't show?
She didn't show.
Oh, that's not good. So it's over, right? And he's like, well, and she's like, are you serious?
He's like, are you fucking kidding? And he says,
he's going to go to Ukraine.
When you're in love with someone, you just can't sit back there and wait. You have to go for
it. Again, notebook. He wants the fucking notebook.
You have to go for it. Vanilla cream.
Oh, daddy likes vanilla cream, not chocolate. Leo?
Y'all.
Sasha? Michelle?
My favorite part of this.
You need to see Maria. Come at me. Maria, I love you. Candy undies, still there. In the suitcase. They did not turn into corn syrup yet.
That was mine, that he opened the suitcase, and y'all, you know those pennies were like,
oh, boy! I get to see the light of day again!
I made it back from Mexico, you guys!
Oh, that.
I haven't turned into corn syrup yet.
I really wanted a Latin vagina, but maybe now we can get a really hot girl in America.
I need stickers on me like I've been all the way around the world.
He can't return me now because I'm disintegrating.
Remember how I grew up at Spencer Gifts?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. At the end, my favorite was the end quote, which he says, every couple gets into an argument once in a while. This is not an argument, you idiot! This is not an argument! She broke up with you. You've never met her. You've sent her $40,000.
But as he says, he holds that ring. He says, as Wilson Phillips says, I know there's pain. But you hold on.
Sing the melody and I'll sing the harmony.
I did for one
no,
more
keep going.
Day. You hold on. For do it in the right day. Key. You want to do it in the right key.
Hold on for one day. Well, things
should go your way.
Hold on for one more day.
I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day. And you break free from the chains.
That was wrong.
I sang the melody.
Break free from the chain. No, you change keys. It's fine.
I always sing the harmony. I don't know.
I think you did it right.
Y'all, if we do a live show, I'm going to have to practice.
Yeah, no shit.
And speaking of y'all, some of y'all said today that you want to, they're like, going to have a live show. Let's hear for it. Y'all, we are all down for a live show. We are working towards
it. We would love
that. Give us the time. That is the goal. Now, I just remind everybody that don't forget the rest of our shows on the Sissy That Talk Network. There's our Sweet Tea, which is our Southern Charm show. There's
Bitchcraft, our Sabrina the Teenage Witch
Which will
Netflix.
Be coming back soon, so catch up on Sabrina and our show. We've got River Males, which starts this Wednesday.
Which we're not doing this season, only
however,
a couple of seasons.
What are we? And we'll talk
a couple of episodes.
Riverdale airs this Wednesday night on the CW. Our show should go up. It might be a couple of days late, but we will do a Riverdale show for the first episode of premiere.
And then your show, Dear Maddie.
And then Dear Maddie, which is on hiatus, but you can listen to back episodes of that. And also, Poodle, tell them where they can find merch and everything.
You can find merch at www.sissythattalk.com.
You
can look for swag and get yourself a fucking mug, y'all.
Y'all can get
it's
a mug.
It's taking over the fucking internet.
You can. I don't think that we don't have any other news except for we are going to have a crossover with 90 Day Fiancés. We will let you know. Be sure. The way you can find out is you can follow us on our social medias. You can follow me at TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's.
And I'm at Jake It or Fake It.
Pretty much Twitter and Instagram. That's what we do. And y'all,
We love reviews, y'all.
We love.
Thank you for reminding
us. Five stars.
Five stars. And if
I
you
love a review. It makes me feel better. If I've had a shitty day, y'all, I leave those reviews, and I think people are benefiting off garbage that we're selling.
Y'all, because we've got some people out there, and we've been calling y'all our cubicle warriors.
Cubicle warriors. Y'all. Some people are listening at work, y'all. They're about to, like, shoot down the people in their office.
And
I get
soon.
That.
That's too soon, poodle.
Maybe.
Maybe. But if you're a cubicle warrior, come at us and let us know. And leave five stars and just say, if you can't say anything else, just say, keep going, queens.
Yes. And remember,
y'all, these are some lonely hearts out here. And, you know, we're all just lonely hearts. Right, poodle?
Yes. And if you're looking for love in all the wrong places and you decide to get a 90-day fiancé,
call us.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.